So you never became a soccer star. But you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Add your picture to the Golden World Soccer Ball, then pass the ball to fellow fans for a chance to score custom swag. Scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, or visit Frito-LayScore.com to join the Pass the Ball Challenge. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
Cadillac is an iconic American brand for a reason. Not just because they've been around for 120 years, but because it's a brand that pushes the limits. And they're doing it again with the all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. Meticulously crafted, fiercely original, boldly electric. It's an EV as uncompromising as you are. The all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. Be magnificent. Be electrifying. Be iconic. Order your Lyriq at Cadillac.com. 2023 Lyriq orders are full, but go to Cadillac.com and complete a pre-order for model year 24 to be among the first to order a model year 24 when available.
Ever felt like you were born in the wrong decade?
Or maybe it was the wrong dimension altogether.
If you can relate, welcome home.
We're Emily Estefan
and Gemini Hernandez, your resident weirdos, artists of all trades, and multicultural couple.
And this is your official invitation to join us on our new planet, podcast, called In Our Own World.
We'll navigate conversations about anything under the stars, and maybe even pick up a few passengers along the way.
Listen to In Our Own World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola. There's magic when we eat together.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And to search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Billie Mae Richards is a Canadian actress best known for voicing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The special first aired on December 6, 1964 on NBC. Here's Billie Mae to share her story.
I go back almost over 75 years now. I've been in every kind of show business. I'm quite proud of the work in the Navy show as part of the war effort in World War II. We went all across Canada and back and then overseas, and we did a command performance for the King and Queen and went into Paris. We played for the American troops in Paris and then Brussels and Amsterdam and into Germany. So after the World War II, that is, so you know how long ago it is, I took my credits from the Navy, and I joined Lorne Greene's Academy of Radio Arts, and he, of course, is a very famous Canadian, and he did Bonanza. That was a great series. And so I joined the Academy of Radio Arts because I had already done stage work, and I was a musician and an actor and everything, but I didn't know the technique for radio and drama. So that's why I went there. And out of that, I graduated, and everybody that heard me gave me a part as a child. So that's where my first big show was a big drama and on the stage series in Canada. So that it just went from there. So I spent 25 years in the CBC doing school broadcasts. And then when the cartooning came our way, then it was just sort of a natural progression to go into voice work. Because you're not, you know, I'm not a television actor, and certainly not now.
Hey, Clarice. Hey, after practice, would you?
Rudolph, you get back here. It's your turn, you know.
Gee, I gotta go back. Would you walk up with me?
Uh huh. Rudolph, I think you're cute.
I can't. I'm cute.
Just want you to know that I'm still cute. Well, I see Hermie once in a while, and I always wanted to be like Hermie. I wanted to be independent, and he wanted to be a dentist. So we were misfits together.
Hey, what do you say we both be independent together, huh?
You wouldn't mind my red nose?
Not if you don't mind me being a dentist.
It's a deal.
So that was fun, you know. So the whole show was fun to do. And it was all Canadian. All the voices are Canadian except for Burl Ives. They all say, well, I thought it was an American show. No. You know, well, it was partly Bernard Cowan. He was directing it along with Jules Bass. And they came up to Toronto because we have all the voices from radio because our radio never died. You know, it kept on with because of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. You know, we'd all been still working in radio, so we had the voices for radio. Because the puppets are actually three-dimensional, and they have to be filmed, you know, one little teeny movement at a time with the 3D puppets, you might say, but they're not puppets. They're moved each little teeny little bit. As they move through the snow, for instance, the snowman goes through the snow and he's the snow is pushed in front of him. It's a unique process that Rankin and Bass first developed, and they went on to do other ones, of course. The shows I did were all aimed for children because that's all I ever did were boys' voices, so like Care Bears and things like that, you know. And I don't tell anybody either because it spoils the illusion, especially for children. I hate to say it, you know, especially now. Oh, I have children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. They think it's wonderful. When they were little, they went to school and told their teacher that their mother was Rudolph. And the teacher looked at them and said, oh, yes, dear, of course. So we get on with the work now, you know. Yeah, but I sometimes go to schools, and it's very good to teach kids how important it is to learn to read, not only for pleasure, but there actually is a side of that that can be a profession. So it's a boost for children in the reading, and that's when your character voice is, you know, fine. Then you can say, by the way, we thought it'd go 1 year, maybe two at the most, and that was it. But that's, you know, that's fine. Look what's happened to it. You realize it had become a classic, you know, sort of like, you know, Wizard of Oz. You know, that type of show that has a moral to it, and you know, everything works out in the end. And so, I mean, there you go. What more can you ask? You know, it all worked out in the end. It revived Rudolph from being just the song and a little Christmas book, and made it into something that could be watched every Christmas. It became a Christmas classic because you know, my grandchildren even now are, you know, so they're almost beyond it, but they still watch because they say, oh, but it's so cute. You know, Rudolph is also, of course, I'm Rudolph in Rudolph Shiny New Year, and the one that's Christmas in July with Frosty the Snowman. So whenever there's a Rudolph, that's my voice.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
And it was wonderful to see it all put together with the actual figures because we didn't really know what they were going to look like. So it was a really fun thing, and I'm very proud that it's been on this long. There are not too many people that can say that. So it's really great, but I enjoy the work that I do, and I'm quite happy. And that's good enough for me.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. The story of the woman who voiced Rudolph here on Our American Stories. Here at Our American Stories, we bring you inspiring stories of history, sports, business, faith, and love. Stories from a great and beautiful country that need to be told. But we can't do it without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love our stories in America like we do, please go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Imagine air travel that's simple, hassle-free, and fast. That's Surf Air. Save hours on every trip. Avoid busy, crowded terminals and fly from airports closer to your home. No crowds, no long lines, no stress. With Surfair's private flights, you're in control of your travel day, not the other way around. Surfair.com, the most convenient way to fly. Get a free quote on your next flight at surfair.com. There's a better way to fly private.
The holidays are headed to your place with a special collection that's packing the cheer, all on Xfinity Flex. Host a movie marathon with winter favorites like Love Actually and Home Alone. Unwind with big laughs from hits like The Office and Elf. Or snuggle up with something new like Holiday in Santa Fe or Holiday Harmony. And keep festive tunes on repeat with North Pole Radio hosted by Santa from iHeartRadio. Whether you want to watch something fresh or familiar, you can feel the holiday spirit with Xfinity Flex. Say what to watch into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's official. The holidays are here, and Xumo is at it again with free live and on-demand entertainment. Fill your home with the soundtrack of the season with the new iHeartRadio holiday music channels like iHeart Christmas and North Pole Radio. Snuggle on your couch to laugh and cry with holiday movies like these new Xumo originals, My Favorite Christmas Tree, and A Royal Christmas Match. Xumo is always free. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. Go to Xumo.tv for some holiday cheer. That's Xumo.tv. TV.